to zoom out a little bit more, when I started, I knew that a community existed. How do we bring that community together? How do we engage them? How do we get them excited about upcoming launches? How do we get them to attend events? And is getting them to attend events an extra thing that they don't want to do, or is it an added value that we can provide for them?
Welcome to Between Two Mics, the podcast that brings you remote recording resources from Squadcast.fm.
I'm Rock Felder, co-founder and CFO of Squadcast.
And I'm Zach Moreno, co-founder and CEO.
On Between Two Mics, we bring you interviews with podcasters, experts in the field of remote recording, we discuss current events in podcasting, and so much more.
Twice a month, you'll hear a founder's episode. That's just the two of us chatting about all things remote recording, updates to Squadcast, what we're up to, and what we're listening to.
The other 2 weeks of the month, we'll bring you interview episodes. Zach and I will sit down with experts in the podcast space to discuss their companies, their podcasts, their thoughts on podcasting, creating content, and more.
The most exciting part? We're recording all of this on Squadcast, the best place to record remote audio and video interviews in studio quality.
So, let's get Between Two Mics.
Hey, Rock.
What's up, Zach? How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. How are you doing?
Excellent. Really excited for this new episode of Between Two Mics.
Lots to be excited about. We are making improvements to the podcast, like all over the place. Lots of opportunities to improve the artwork, to improve the structure, the three-act structure of the show. And this episode is going to be a little bit meta. We're going to talk about our podcast on our podcast, on a podcast about podcasting with our distinguished community manager, Ariel Nissenblatt, is joining us again here today.
Hi. And,
hey, Ariel. How are you?
Hey, I know you weren't expecting me to pop in there, but I decided to.
Improv.
I love improv. That's what I was going to say. We just had Amy Jordan provide a webinar to the community, thanks to you. And that's one of the things that I'm excited to touch on today with the evolution of the community here at Squadcast. But to keep things in the metasphere, what we're going to be talking about today in this three-act structure is kind of looking backwards when you joined Squadcast as our community manager. What was the state of the art then of our community efforts? In a lot of ways, you know, solid foundation, but so many opportunities to improve that you have really picked up and ran with and gone in directions that you know, I hadn't even really imagined and dreamt of. And that's coming to life in all sorts of awesome ways. So that's act one. Act two will be kind of where we are now today of the community here at Squadcast, thanks to a lot of your efforts and pulling the team together to engage with the community in more and more ways, growing the team. And then that'll be act two. And then act three is going to be looking forward with a lot of the plans that we have coming to life here in our community, for our community, and in our company. So welcome again, Ariel. This is not the first time you've joined us on the podcast, and we're super glad you could be here with us again.
Yeah, I'm very glad to be here. Just for the purposes of transparency, listeners, before we started recording, we talked about what Zach would say as part of the three-act structure. So I'm a believer in letting listeners know what they're going to learn from a podcast, and then teaching them, and then recapping what we learned, the three-act structure. And so we're going to try to implement that on Between Two Mics from now on. And we thought that having me on the show for the first iteration of that would be a good way to introduce it. So that is why I'm here. Thank you both for having me. And shall we kick off act one?
Let's go.
So Ariel, you joined our team here at Squadcast last year, and when you joined the team, what was kind of the state of the community at Squadcast and in podcasting with the capital P? You already have a really great presence and level of contribution that is inspiring in the podcast community. And that's frankly why we were so, one of the reasons, there are many reasons why we were so stoked for you to help us with our community efforts. But what was that like, to kind of paint the picture of where we've come from here in Act One?
So when I joined the team, it was last August, 2020, and Squadcast had been around for 4 years, about 4 years. And because of that, you know, there had been an existing community. I just think we were not calling it a community. We were calling Squadcasters Squadcasters or customers or clients. We had all these different terminology for them. Part of jumping into an already existing community was deciding, what are we going to call our customers? Are we going to take an approach that makes it more of a community approach by calling Squadcasters a community, by calling them Squadcasters, and by intentionally using wording like that on our Facebook groups? And so to zoom out a little bit more, when I started, I knew that a community existed. How do we bring that community together? How do we engage them? How do we get them excited about upcoming launches? How do we get them to attend events? And is getting them to attend events an extra thing that they don't want to do? Or is it an added value that we can provide for them? So when I started, we had a Facebook group, but I believe it was deactivated. So we decided pretty early on that we wanted to restart the Facebook community effort. So we created two Facebook groups, and I'll talk about that a little bit more soon. We also restarted our weekly newsletter, which is an opportunity for us to tell the community what's going on, as well as the larger podcast community, what's going on in the Squadcast space. And we also made some changes pretty early on to Between Two Mics. At first, it was a 2-episode per month podcast, and we decided that we wanted to go all in on content. We went to 4 episodes per month, adding in 2 episodes between Zach and Rock. Those are some of the early changes that we made to the community. And you might be wondering how a podcast between Zach and Rock and then one other guest is part of the community. Well, we have some future efforts in place where we're going to start engaging the community. And Zach, I haven't told you about this, but Rock, I hinted it to you last night. So we'll tell you about that in the third act of the show. So lots of teasers here.
Such a good, the mystique principle is continued to be effective here. Ariel, it was, like Zach said, we were extremely excited to bring you on board. And I think one of the things that I'm really proud of since you've joined us at Squadcast is getting in a good rhythm of just trying out new things and experimenting and releasing our podcast and blog and doing webinars, everything like on a more recurring schedule, which I think is really important for growing your community based on these various efforts. But I guess what attracted you to the position of community manager to begin with? I mean, it's certainly something that you were already behaving like, so that's why it was a no-brainer once we started talking with you. But it is a relatively new profession, and I believe it's the first time that you've ever had formally the title of community manager. What was attractive to you about being a community manager in general?
I recently joined the On Deck Community Builders Fellowship, which is an amazing program that I believe 3 weeks into at this point. I've already learned so much. And one of the questions that they asked during our onboarding was, what was your first exposure to community? And I wrote down that I grew up in a Jewish household, and every Friday night we would have Shabbat dinner. And that wasn't just like with my immediate family. It was with the larger community. So it was like my neighbors nearby would come over for Shabbat dinner, and we had just the best rollicking Friday night dinners filled with laughter and good food. And that's really my first exposure to people coming together and a support network, but more than just a support network, you know, a place where friendships are created. And I just have really warm memories of that experience with community. And I think ever since I've been building community, and I did not know that it was a job. And it's pretty cool that it's a job. And bringing that to the podcast space, when I started Earbuds Podcast Collective, which is my weekly newsletter, I pretty early on decided I wanted to do events for Earbuds. And what that meant at the time was storytelling shows based on the theme of listening, sort of moth style, where people would come together and tell 5 to 7 minute stories on the theme of listening. What would happen at those events is that people started meeting each other and sharing with each other. And it was really just a nice community feel. And again, did not have the terminology to say that I was building community, but I was bringing people together in community. And that kind of continued. And I worked at a co-working space for a long time, and I managed a podcast studio at that co-working space. And we would do events around surrounding the podcast studio, getting people into the co-working space, checking out the podcast studio, what's your podcast about, having people meet up and just establish connections surrounding this emerging industry, the podcast industry. So when I saw that Squadcast was hiring a community manager, I think, you know, there's always that little bit of imposter syndrome that's like, hey, you know, I haven't had this title before, but I have been building community, and I think I can, you know, tailor my resume so that, you know, you can see that I've built community. it's been instilled in me for so long, the idea that coming together, building community is different than building a network, because a network is transactional, but building a community is really building lasting ties between people. That's what I intend to bring to Squadcast in a long-term, lasting way.
Yeah, it's been really exciting to see and learn what you've been going through at that OnDeck Community Builder Fellowship. It's becoming pretty obvious that you're leveling up your skills and understanding of how to build a community effectively. But in presenting to the OnDeck community like we did a day ago, it was like, I was trying to think about like, how did Squadcast even get here? And, you know, like I told the group, I wish I could come up with something profound and share that Zach and I were super intentional and knew that like community focus was going to be a part of Squadcast DNA. But in a way it already was, because we were just doing what felt natural to us. We were just engaging with other people in the podcast space, and the people that we really gravitated towards, the people that we aspired to be like, all really had a strong sense of community and had people that were focused on community building efforts, whether it was officially called a community manager or not. And so I think that's why it just really felt like the right move for us, because Zach and I, with the growth of Squadcast, our time to be able to be focused on the various community building activities was becoming more limited. And also we were starting to hit a ceiling of like other ideas or approaches or things that we can try. And so that's why it's been really amazing to have you on board, even though it's still been a relatively short period of time. I think we've accomplished a lot, and just looking forward to even more stuff. And this podcast is another one. You came to us with this idea of like, hey, I think Between Two Mics could be better. Here's how. And it was like, you're absolutely right. Like, Squadcast is evolving. The podcast should too. So it's fun to look at things in retrospect and see where we're coming. But it's even more exciting where we're going, which again, we'll get to in a little bit.
I think what's so great about podcasting and podcasters is that they are so naturally inclined to community. Mm-hmm. And you can see that on the Facebook groups. People are always looking for ways to help each other out. And mm-hmm. by the Facebook groups, I mean, you know, Podcast Movement has a huge Facebook group. We have two Facebook groups that I'll talk about in a moment. Buzzsprout has a huge Facebook group. And in all these places, yes, there's a lot of self-promotion going on, and that, you know, we're working on snuffing out. But there's also a lot of people there who are really excited to answer each other's questions and help each other out as they begin this podcaster journey. And then also just the idea that when people create podcasts, one of the best ways to promote your podcast is through cross collaboration or yes. cross promos and other opportunities like that. The podcast community, podcasters are so excited to collaborate with each other. They're collaborative by nature. They're community oriented by nature. So it just makes sense that Squadcast would go in the direction of hiring a community manager before hiring a marketing manager.
Yes, there is some method to our madness here. And I think that investment in community, you know, looking back on this journey, what stood out to me was that the first time Squadcast kind of stepped into the public light, kind of day one, was in the community. We sponsored a podcast movement in Anaheim, and I was so worried. I remember talking about it with you, Rock.
You weren't alone.
The early team, like, we don't have any street cred. We don't know anybody. Like, how
are
we
podcasters?
Like, we're not podcasters. How are we just going to like walk in here and like act like we know what we're talking about and that we can make these improvements? It was really amazing how open and collaborative and how we were embraced on kind of day one. And I think that that's really, for myself anyway, like looking backwards, that was really when community became a really big focus within the podcast community. It was demonstrated for us like in real life, and just how open everybody was just like, wow, this is something magical. And I think it's to your point, Ariel, about the collaboration, right? Like, if you look at any category within podcasting, the top 10 shows interview each other. The hosts like interview each other, and they talk to each other, and they give recommendations for guests and stuff. Like, where else does that happen?
Right.
You know, and I think that's really beautiful.
Let's take a short breather. We'll be right back.
Are you recording video along with audio for your podcast?
Earlier this year, we released our video feature, which allows Squadcasters to record, download, edit, and upload video content to go along with your podcast.
Lots of creators use video alongside audio to create marketing elements, to engage with listeners, and to generally make their content more accessible.
Squadcasters who listen to this podcast and want to upgrade to a video and audio plan get their first month free with the code BETWEEN. That's all caps and spelled BETWEEN.
And new Squadcasters, we've got something for you too. Use code NEWBIE, that's all caps, NEWBIE, at checkout for your first month free when you sign up for Squadcast.
We're so excited to hear and see what you can make on Squadcast. Again, that's the code BETWEEN at checkout for Squadcasters looking to upgrade.
And code NEWBIE at checkout for soon-to-be Squadcasters. Head to squadcast.fm to claim these offers and start creating.
What's your only one story? 2 years ago, I wrote a viral article about being the only Black woman at a 600-person retreat, and the responses were so phenomenal and widespread that my co-host, Scott Slaughter, and I created a podcast to tell those stories. This podcast is for anyone who has ever felt alone in a room full of people, which is to say that this podcast is for everyone. Listen to The Only One in the Room now, wherever you get your podcasts.
To kind of fast forward to where we are today, Act Two, to keep things meta. Act Two. So much has happened in the last few months. Startups are kind of like a time machine, and I think this is one of the ways that I experience it anyway. And I want to give you the opportunity to talk through how you stepped into the community manager role and embraced it and really, really ran with it in directions that that are awesome in every sense of the word. So what was that like for you? And also, how did you kind of bring some of those ideas to life?
As you can see, and listeners, you won't be able to see, but we do have video now, so maybe we will post a screenshot of this or a video clip. I have a whole page of things that I've done for the Squadcast community since I've been here, and I will talk about that shortly. I just want to say, more for transparency's sake, in the future, these episodes, Zach and Rock won't necessarily be saying, all right, now in Act One, now in Act Two, now in Act Three. They may not.
We might have to.
Yeah, you might. Just keeping everybody in line. All right, so first I'm going to talk about our Facebook groups. So that, as I said, was one of the first things that I did when I stepped into the community manager role at Squadcast. We had one Facebook group in existence. So that's our Facebook group called This Remote Life. If you are a fan of This American Life, that's where the pun comes from. And that's a Facebook group that is open to the larger podcast community. Anybody can ask any question. Anybody can offer any sort of advice. Most often in there, we'll post asking people to share their accomplishments, and those posts seem to do really well. So we love to know when people hit 10,000 downloads or when you hit 100 episodes. So that's what's going on in This Remote Life. I guess the focus there would be people who record their podcasts remotely, which is almost everybody at this point in the pandemic and possibly going forward. Then we have another Facebook group called Squadcasters Podcasters, the Remote Recording Hub. And that group is nearing 1,000 people from scratch. We started it in October. And those are Squadcasters who are committed to the Squadcast community. And there we give some more pointed opportunities for Squadcasters to take part in beta testing opportunities. We will launch events specifically for them. For example, in a few weeks, Zach and Rock are going to do a Q&A specifically with the Squadcasters Podcasters Facebook group. So that's a really great group to join if you're a Squadcaster. Now I want to go into Clubhouse, which is kind of the Wild West at this point. I joined Clubhouse in November after Esprit, who we are very familiar with and big fans of here at Squadcast, after Esprit invited me in November because she was the face of the app. And I did not know what to make of it at first, but I thought right away, okay, we have to use this. We have to meet our community on Clubhouse because they probably are already here. So pretty early on, Rock and I started hosting Clubhouse rooms on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And it's been interesting kind of to track the development of how Clubhouse is changing. Because at first, when we started with almost no promotion, we would get 40, 50, 60 people in our room. And then over time, it would trickle down to, honestly, at points, we've had 3 people and I've had to cut it off.
Well, this is one of the things with live on any platform is that, you know, you're competing with people's day, their schedule, their time, like, who knows where people are at in the world. And that's why one of the reasons we love podcasting.
That's very true. We love on demand. And Zach and Rock, you did an episode on Clubhouse a while back. So I encourage listeners to check that out if they're interested in learning more about Clubhouse. Of course, it has changed since then. So we might have to do maybe a catch up on what Clubhouse is up to now. But we're kind of rolling with the times on Clubhouse and experimenting, seeing what does well, what doesn't go well. And one of the things we started doing 2 weeks ago is sending out reminder emails to our large Squadcast subscription base. We've been doing well again on Clubhouse because it turns out people do want to hear from Squadcast. They do want to hear live in real time conversations about remote recording and how they can improve their podcast. They just need to be told when that's happening. So pretty much every time we send out an email telling people we're doing a Clubhouse event, we get a lot of replies back being like, what is Clubhouse? How do I get an invite? So we send as many invites as we can. We try to meet them on Clubhouse. We have conversations there. And that has spurred another community idea, which is that, you know, we've got that Clubhouse room, but as Clubhouse goes, there's a lot of marketing, there's a lot of promo opportunities for people. It's a lot of kind of sales funnel situations that aren't always the most genuine connections. So while they can be great and we've met a lot of amazing people there, we also wanted to make sure that we have a group being created for people who genuinely want to help each other, who are in the Squadcast community or larger remote recording community, come together and help each other on the content side of their podcasts. So what we're forming right now, and we'll have a link in the show notes to this, we have a group forming called the Squadcast Clubhouse Team, and that's going to meet on Fridays at 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific. And that is really an opportunity for Squadcasters to come together in the spirit of building connections between podcasters. And we really want to encourage people to apply to that if they want to make connections and if they want to make, honestly, best friends in the podcast space. That's what we're hoping to create. So that is upcoming for us at Squadcast, and there will be more information on that soon. We have our first kind of planning committee meeting starting on April 8th, I think, is the first one, and more to come from there, but we will definitely keep you updated.
I've personally been surprised how much I've actually enjoyed Clubhouse when I enjoy it when I'm wearing my Squadcast hat, when I'm showing up as Rock, Squadcast, CFO, co-founder, all that stuff. It's been a great way to just hear from folks, engage with folks, build new connections, talk to friends that we haven't been able to see or hear from in a while. So I really have been enjoying that and embracing that more. More is like when I'm just some dude on the internet checking into a room to listen. Maybe I'm not so much of a fan, but I do think that it's been really great to just tinker and try new things. And it is an audio medium, so I think it connects directly for podcasters. And but I agree with you, Ariel, that there is some type of behaviors on there that are not awesome. And so, you know, we got to figure out ways to kind of maneuver, meander, and encourage different things. Cause that's the beauty of community is like right now we're really trying to be active and mindful with what we're curating here. But once the community is truly thriving, they're kind of doing it all themselves. Like you're saying, making friendships and relationships, content even maybe. So I think that's like the next evolution, I suppose, but it's still fun to try out all these different things. And I'm sure you got some plans for other stuff too, like TikTok and everything.
I also want to celebrate the fact that you just like the Clubhouse kind of came into the world and you picked it up and found ways to make it awesome and like improve it once we started there. So, you know, I think we were one of the first companies in the podcast space to really fully embrace it. And I think that's cool. I've seen more do that since then. But to really be on that forefront is awesome. And thanks to you.
I think the name of the game with Clubhouse and creating community in general is on the forum that I have where people can apply to be part of this, join the Squadcast Clubhouse team, really laying out for them what the expectations are of this team and that it's not a place to come and be like, hi, I have a new episode, listen to it. It's a place to come and be like, hey, I have this new episode. And on it, something weird happened with my guest where he said something that I wasn't sure if I should include. Do you think I should include it? You know, it's really about asking these real questions. And that's another thing that I learned that I've been learning at On Deck is naming something, being radically transparent and letting people know ahead of time what the expectations are and how they can fulfill those expectations and how they can benefit from fulfilling those expectations. We also have been having a lot of community events. We try to have a community event approximately once a month at Squadcast. And some of the ones that we've had in the past few months, we've done improving your interview techniques. That one was great. That was the first one that we did. We did a V3 AMA with Zach and Gene. So when we lost V3 of Squadcast, which included video recording, we had Zach and Gene show up on Crowdcast. That's where we do our live streaming events. And they answered questions. And that was also really well attended. Seems like people are very excited to check us out when we have new things launching at Squadcast. And we're very grateful for that. We also did a session on how to get your guests comfortable with Squadcast. And that one was kind of spearheaded by Rock. So thank you, Rock, for that. And then just 2 weeks ago, we had a really exciting and hilarious session with Amy Jordan, who is a comedian and improv artist. Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Who joined us on the virtual Crowdcast stage. And we talked about improv techniques that can help you as a podcaster. And that one was super fun. And all of these events are free. We really just want to create an atmosphere where people can come and learn from sessions that we put on under the banner of Squadcast. And whether you use Zencastr or Riverside or Zoom or Skype or Squadcast, we want you to benefit from just being in the Squadcast ecosystem.
Yeah, and this is one of the ways that I think when we say investing in community, this is one of the things where it comes to life, right? Where we're providing resources just for the podcast community. You don't necessarily need to be a customer of Squadcast to benefit from them. We benefit from them and are learning things about how to put improv into the mix of our show and keep things fluid. And that's something that is exciting to me, but also is really awesome to have the opportunity to give back to the podcast community in some way.
I completely agree. And I think, you know, the goal with these sessions is to meet Squadcasters and meet podcasters where they are. So we wanted to do an improv session because we heard from our Facebook group that that was something of interest from folks. So this is a call to action. Let us know what you want to hear from us. We're actively seeking out partners to do workshops with. And one of the upcoming ones, the idea that we have, is to do a how-to on making nice-looking video content from your new Squadcast sessions that record video. And so that's something that's coming up in the queue, but we definitely want to hear from you on that. Which brings me to the newsletter, which is super fun. I'm a big advocate for newsletters, as you can tell from what brought me to the podcast space, which is my podcast recommendation newsletter.
Yeah, earbuds.
So we have a weekly newsletter called Squadcast Weekly. Very original name. And we do a whole bunch there. But what I really love about it is that we have a dedicated community news section, which we feature stories of people who are Squadcasters. And then we tell you about events that we're having. And then we also have a pod news section. We collaborate with James Cridland over at Pod News, where we tell you about what's going on in the larger podcast world. And we have a news section in our newsletter called Squad Pod of the Week, where every Thursday on Twitter, we have a contest where you can apply to have your podcast spotlit in our newsletter. And that's been really fun. And we've been getting a lot of submissions and they're all amazing. And we love checking them out and deciding who's going to be the Squad Pod of the Week. So keep on applying to those. We'll have a link in the show notes to our Twitter where you can follow us. And that brings me now to social media. We just like to stay very active all over social media. And one of the things that we love to highlight the most is what we call squad shots, which we should take one right now or in a few minutes. Rock, what's a squad shot?
It's a screenshot of you in Squadcast, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Pretty I was getting easy. Tongue-tied.
Pretty simple. It's just a quick little Command-Shift-4, Command-Shift-3 if you want the whole screen, or if you're on a non-Mac, it's a different story. Take a picture, tag us in it on social media, and we love reposting those because they're so fun and people like to make funny faces, and maybe you have some branding in your background for your podcast and we want to see that and promote you. And yeah, so definitely tag us in your squad shots.
Some people just pull out their phones and take a picture of their monitor too. Like I've seen a bunch of really great ones. Yeah, videos.
We'll share all of them. Quickly about the podcast, which we are recording right now. You are currently experiencing the changes of Between Two Mics. We've got a new 3-act structure where we think it's going to really suit the show in a lot of different ways because it allows us to give you tangible takeaways for each section of the show. So when Zach and Rock interview people in the future, they can say, you know, we want to talk about your past, we want to talk about your present, and we want to talk about where you're going.
Which is how stories tend to work, right? Like this is something that we really value the art and craft of storytelling. So, you know, having our guest be the hero or heroine and really keeping the spotlight on them, like our advisor founding advisor, Harry Duran, treating your guests like gold and really kind of guiding through this story is something that we've long been fans of in podcasting, but never really practiced. So that's a big opportunity for us to put that to work and improve the show. So here we are doing that now.
It sounds simple. It's literally just It's just breaking down a story into three parts. And you might be saying like, oh, come on, you know, no, you didn't invent that. Of course we did not invent that. But we are simply implementing it because we think it is more digestible, both for us as creators and for listeners to take in information. So I think that change will be really, really helpful. And then my favorite change is the podcast art. And I definitely want it on a shirt. So listeners, if you also want it on a shirt, please make sure to let us know on social media and we will get those up in our merchandise shop real quick.
Yeah. And same with the structure, like try it out. Let us know what you think. If you're not already doing that, it's something that definitely, you know, a common thread that we love in other people's podcasts. So if you're already doing it, let us know. If you have tips for how to do it, great. Let us know. All of this is to keep the theme of meta, like let us know on socials, like at SquadcastFM. And I think that's kind of where you were at in your tremendous contribution to our community efforts here was social media. And something that, you know, stood out to me was like the use of Twitter was kind of lacking, and for me personally, but also for our company. And I've tried to really embrace it personally, and I know you have as well, Rock, and you are already killing it on there, Ariel. So like, what are we doing on Twitter? You mentioned some of the contests and kind of the submissions. Like, I know some of those things are on Instagram, some of them are on Twitter. What are kind of, and LinkedIn, I received a compliment the other day from somebody who had noted our pickup and really embracing, you know, the LinkedIn. So credit to you there as well.
Sweet. Yeah. We are trying to be as interactive as possible on Twitter. We find that we get the most engagement and we engage the most podcasters when we ask questions that invite answers. We run a lot of contests on Twitter because we like to give away shirts. We have shirts to give away. We like to give away a free month here and there because, hey, we have free months to give away every once in a while. I'm sure we have a lot of other stuff going on in the Squadcast community, but I feel like I've given you all enough of a taste. You'll just have to have me back on the show to talk about more of it.
Absolutely.
And I mean, the future is bright. So maybe we shift into the future.
Events are something, you know, I'm looking forward to, and something that was part of our history with the community. And we've been doing some things online, collaborating with others, like We Are Podcast or Podfest Global and podcast movements, and the shift to remote, you know, events have been part of that. So excited to, fingers crossed, have the potential for Nashville with podcast movement. Yeah, to shift over to Act 3 and keep things meta, like, where are we headed? Like, what are some of the things that we have that are coming to life now or in the near future or even midterm? I love talking about the future. It's one of my favorite topics, and so much awesomeness in the community already. It's a little bit tough for me to imagine, but you don't fail when coming up with ideas that continue to be inspiring for us to progress here. So where are we headed with our community efforts, Ariel?
We've got a lot going on for the future of community and for the future of content, and a lot of those are intertwined, so I'll talk about both of them. First, we have a new podcast that we want to start. We've been thinking about it for a long time.
Yeah.
The idea is to highlight what people are doing on Squadcast, what they're recording on Squadcast, and categorize those things so that people would submit 2-minute clips from their show and then tag it under a category. So maybe it's business, maybe it's sports, maybe it's relationships, maybe it's comedy. And what we would do, kind of this American lifestyle, is we would take a few of those clips for each episode and kind of try to tie them together with a thread and say, you know, we're highlighting all of these shows that are being recorded here on Squadcast. And we are also promoting Squadcast. We're saying, look at the beautiful audio quality that these clips present. And it also gives an opportunity for people to promote their show. And we get to really embrace the nature of community. So that show is hopefully coming soon. We're working on putting up a webpage for it and making sure that we're going to get submissions, and then there will be the whole production process. But that's something that we're definitely looking forward to, right at the intersection of community and content.
So Ariel, you had a great idea for what we can incorporate into Between Two Mics while still fostering a good sense of community. What was that idea?
The idea actually came from Brian Barletta playing around with the idea of podcast advertising and what can be the most effective. The idea is that, you know, Zach and Rock for the past few episodes of Between Two Mics have been taking a mid-roll break and playing a short advertisement for something that's going on in the larger Squadcast space. But what we want to do in the future is open up that slot for podcasters, for Squadcasters to record a short 30-second to 1-minute clip about their podcast, give a call to action, where can we listen to their podcast, and we can place that in the mid-roll. So we're probably going to do that in the form of contests at first, and then maybe later we'll open it up to a first-come, first-served basis. But that is something that we're really looking forward to that combines community and content.
I love it. Anything to put the spotlight on the creator, podcasters. I mean, that's what a lot of these efforts are, whether it's an ad in the podcast or highlighting them in our newsletter or highlighting them on our blog. So all stuff that I knew that we had a good sense of community and weren't maximizing the opportunities that were available. So I'm really happy that we're doing it, not just in one way, but like 3-4. I'm really excited about it.
Moving away from the content side of things and focusing strictly on community, we have a lot more ideas to embrace the community that we already have and to further segment them potentially into affinity groups. We've got new podcasters. We've got podcasters who are kind of in the middle of their career, comfortable with the technology, but could improve. Then we've got podcasters who have been doing it for 15 years. Maybe there's learning opportunities that can be effective for all of them. So we're just thinking about all of that. So one of the communities that we plan on making available to people is a beta community, a beta tester community. We had this before, but we're going to kind of formalize the system and have it so that there are rewards, so that your reward's eligible when you become a beta tester. The most important aspect of creating communities and then communities within communities is, what do the people want? And that really is what I want to hit home for everybody is, yes, community is important, and yes, it exists naturally. And so we don't necessarily want to create community or reasons for people to congregate if they're not going to come and congregate. So we want to really ask people what they want out of Squadcast. You know, you're already spending so much time on the internet. Do you want to spend more time on the internet, on Facebook groups or in Zooms? Probably not. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But we want to ask those questions. So this is me as Ariel Nissenblatt, community manager, asking you, listener, what do you want out of your Squadcast community and how can we help you with that?
We talk a lot about listening to listeners, right? When we're guests on other people's podcasts or speaking or any of those things, or even on Squadcast, right? Listening is a key element of our culture. And this is us practicing listening to our listeners, right? So let us know what you want to see come to life in the community. This paints a really awesome picture of all the things that we're already doing. So if you're not involved in those, start there, collaborate with us there, ask us questions. Let us know what you want out of the product, out of the community, what kind of swag you want at the next event. If you're down to meet us for pancakes at the next event, when we can hopefully get back together in person, that's something that we've done before.
True story.
I'm excited to bring that back to life. And just like lots of fun ways exist for us to help grow your shows, help everybody grow as podcasters, and help the Squadcast community really thrive with contributions from everyone. So that opportunity is something that's very, very exciting for me to think through. We think about this a lot. You, Ariel, are clearly a deep thinker and finding ways that we can add value, contribute to the podcast community. But we're also open and willing to hear people out and what their ideas are. And some of the greatest features and product ideas have come to life because of these conversations and us listening to customers. So we do that for our product. I mean, look at our blog if you're curious about those stories. Like, we're always trying to find ways to give people credit for calling out opportunities for us to improve. We do those improvements and then we tell the story of it. So this is us doing that for the community. And I think that continues our theme of meta here in Act 3 of this episode. To kind of put a bow on this, like, what else are you stoked for? Whether it's the Squadcast community or the larger podcast community, you have your ear to the ground and are listening to everybody's voice here. What are you stoked for here coming up in the near and long-term future?
I'm really excited by just the word community. That might sound cheesy, but being at this On Deck Community Builders Fellowship has really gotten me excited about the future of community within startups, within traditional companies, within nonprofits. I think every product or every company can have a community, and that goes for podcasters as well. You can have a community of podcast listeners who are just dedicated to your podcast. Every time you have an episode that comes out, they're pumped for it. And whether that's a paid community or a free community or a freemium community, there are just so many ways to engage the people that engage with your content. I want to commend you, Zach and Rock, for thinking ahead that hiring a community manager was something on your roadmap.
It's an unobvious advantage is what's becoming apparent to me.
These things happen organically on their own. And if you don't design with intention, you know, that could turn in weird directions that you're not even necessarily a contributor in your own community if you don't actively participate and foster and cultivate. So I think that's something that, you know, we had a sense of before your contribution and magnitude really ramped up. But just seeing it all come to life is, I think, to your point, like really, really big opportunity for us to add value, differentiate, continue fostering community within podcasting. That's not something I think any of us are like eager to see change or atrophy or dissolve away as, you know, podcast professionalization continues to happen. The industry continues to evolve. I don't want to see the community atrophy in podcasting. So this is us being you know, active participants and trying to contribute where we can meaningfully to that effort.
There's more to come, and we've said this before, so we'll wrap it up. But there are always going to be changes to the community. We're constantly experimenting, and we always want to hear from our community as to what they want as a community. So stay in touch.
Lots to be really, you know, proud of in our past, really exciting in our now, and like lots to look forward to in the future. And that has been the structure of this episode, the 3-act structure. to recap, that has been kind of where were we when Arielle joined the team with her superpowers? Where were we? How did she and our team really run with that and embrace community in new and awesome ways? And how are we continuing to practice that and evolve based on where we've come from, where we're at now, and where we're headed, along with the broader podcast community? I think is a pretty good lap around the conversation we've had today. Arielle, thank you so much for this awesome episode. Anything else we want to add today?
Nothing for me. Just really grateful for all the Between Two Mics listeners and for you for having me on.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's been a lot of fun. And yes, thank you everybody for listening.
I think next time we take a shot of beer or wine every time we say community or squadcast or podcast. Just see what happens. Let's see where we end up.
Dangerous.
That's why I said beer, not actual alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't hang. That's
But you'd be surprised what a shot of beer adds up to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Between Two Mics.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation. If you learned something or we intrigued you a bit, let us know on social media.
You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn by searching for Squadcast FM.
And if you want to show the podcast some love, you can leave us a rating or review wherever it is you're listening right now.
This show is put together by us, Zach and Rock. It's mixed and produced by Vince Moreno with help from Arielle Nissenblatt. Our logo is designed by Alex Wedby.
Since we're a podcast about podcast, we want to shout out the brands and products that we trust. We're recording using Squadcast.fm, and here's our current stack. For recording, we're using ATR 2100 mics, Apple AirPods Max headphones, and Focusrite Scarlett 2i2 audio interfaces.
We edit the show on Adobe Audition, and our hosting site is Simplecast.
That's it for us this week. We're back next week with more from Between These Mics.